Guitar heroes are not just a Western phenomenon. World music commentator Milo Miles has picked up on two from Africa, two who he says energize whatever music they perform.
My two favorite guitar players lately are both Africans. The first is Theodore Epeme, known as Zanzibar, who played with the band Le Tete Brulee from Cameroon. The other is Diblo Dibala, who takes part in many studio sessions with other musicians from his native Zaire. No matter how exotic their bands might seem to mainstream rock fans, anybody who can applaud an Eddie Van Halen should be able to appreciate Diblo and Zanzibar. Zanzibar and Le Tete Brulee are as close as you can come to an overnight sensation in the far-flung arena of world pop music. In 1988, their first tour of France was made into a documentary called Man No Run, which provoked a heap of interest in the band. With their body paint and abrupt, almost violent dancing, Les Têtes Brûlées show strong flair for visuals and live up to their name, which means the Hotheads. But the music is hot-headed, too. Part of what makes their songs so vibrant is that they have put a supersonic push behind a Cameroonian folk rhythm, the Bakutsi. It's a chunky beat, and it gives the Hotheads a rough, headlong sound that guitarist Zanzibar can ride like a rodeo king. Zanzibar's style of playing is hard to pin down. The dense clusters of clipped notes suggest the rapid, choppy manner of guitarists in Zimbabwe rather than the more flowing, laconic solos common in pop music from Cameroon. However you describe it, what Zanzibar does incarnates the Hothead style, and he's as much the voice of the group as the lead singers. Tragically, Zanzibar is gone now, having committed suicide last year back in Cameroon. Whether the Hotheads will turn cold without him remains to be seen. But at any rate, Zanzibar soars straight through their debut album. Guitarist Diblo Dibala is still very much alive, and world music fans will be hearing a lot from him. If Zanzibar was a boisterous boxer, Diblo is a cool diamond cutter, scattering bright facets of notes around his solos. Here he is with the band Loketo doing their hit Super K. Loketo is, and they're a sleek, hard-driving unit, Diblo sounds even better at times as an accompanist to more distinctive vocalists. One of his favorite partners is Pepe Kale, the physically huge singer who's the latest rage in Zaire. Kale attacks every tune with larger-than-life zest, and Diblo is right there to pump up the beats. When everything's clicking, they make the brightest sound in the country. Diblo has become so fluent, varied, and reliable that he has entered that rarefied money-in-the-bank realm that special rock guitarists used to occupy 20 years ago. That is, when you see his name on a recording, it virtually guarantees a raised level of excitement. Even a dull song will spring to attention when Diblo steps into the arrangement.
Milo Miles is a freelance writer based in Cambridge, Massachusetts.